Welcome to Life, Lessons, and Laughter with your host, Glenn Ambrose.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the podcast. Today we're talking about lying. I don't know if I've ever covered this topic before. Probably. I'm sure I touched on it in portions of other shows. But this one specifically on lying. So I have a private WhatsApp group that communicates here and there with all kinds of stuff. And somebody posted something this morning or last night. I don't know. I saw it this morning and it was interesting, you know, and I started a conversation about it and I was like, hey, I was just thinking about a podcast topic. I think this would be a good one. So really the way, I guess I'll read at least a portion of their message to start the podcast, because you know that's what instigated it, and we'll go from there. So it says, I was lied to and bothered by it. Someone said to me, there are lies intended to deceive, and there are lies out of fear, not wanting to harm someone or oneself. And the latter is understandable and acceptable. So, you know, that's the premise. So, the question is, are lies acceptable in certain situations? You know, are they... So, like, really, to touch on what they said, it's out of fear, right? Okay, so... So to me, the answer is kind of in that statement. Like, to me, there's kind of two ways that people rationalize lying. And one is out of fear. And the other one is they say it's a white lie, which oftentimes kind of gets combined with wanting to make their life easier or avoid conflict, which brings us right back to fear, right? So, but, you know, to me, like I said, the answer is in the statement. They're saying there are other lies out of fear, not wanting to harm someone or oneself. So out of fear, right there, it tells me that you're acting out of fear. Is this a good way to go through life in any way, shape, or form? If fear is motivating your behavior, you know, I mean, other than like when you're sitting there going, should I actually, I don't even think this is fear technically. But if if you're going to touch a hot stove and you know it's hot and you know you're going to get burned, then you go, oh, okay, the fear is keeping me from doing it. Not really. That's not actually fear. What it is it's intelligence. It's saying, I would rather not hurt myself. That's rational thinking, right? It's irrational to hurt yourself intentionally. That's not fear. That's rationale. So if it's fear motivating your life, that's a bad thing. You know, we're supposed to be living our life motivated out of love, not out of fear. So I think that that's a hint to our answer anyway. And it's the other thing that jumps out at me here is it says intended to deceive. There are lies that are intended to deceive, right? So the word intended jumps out at me. That's a word that whenever it's said, I pay very close attention to that, because usually intended is a rationalization for behavior. You know, we all talk about living our lives through intention, right? So our intention we cannot use our intention to rationalize behavior. Okay, so we can't say, well, you know, yeah, but I didn't want to upset somebody, so my intention was good. Yeah, but you lied. It doesn't change the energy of what you do. You know, to simplify, like, I think of everything as energy. It's just, that's what keeps everything simple for me. So it's like, I just look at the energy of the thing, it's a lie. Okay, what's the energy of a lie? It's the opposite of truth. It's a negative version of, like, you have a positive version of speaking and a negative version of speaking. The positive version is truthful. The negative version is lying. That doesn't magically change if you say, oh, but I just want to be kind. That's not kind. You know, I've said this a million times. We have this desire to be good, you know, and that's a wonderful thing. That is the spiritual shift that's happening globally, rising up within each one of us. That's how there's this extra push from within to be a good person, to be kind, to be loving towards one another. This is a beautiful thing, but we have to understand it. You have to understand what you're doing. You know, like you can't run out on a soccer field without knowing the without knowing the rules and score a goal on your own goal. And when everybody gets upset at you, you say, yeah, but I was intending to help. I was intending to have fun. I was intending to help my team. So it's okay. No, it's not okay. Like you have to understand what you're doing in order to help. You can't just blindly run around saying that you're intending to help. Now, I'm not saying that we should blame people all the time. You know, ignorance is to blame, not people. So it's not about blame, and it's not about punishing people, and it's not about saying that they're a bad person because they intended to do something good and they didn't. It's about us slowing down. We can't fix other people, you know? If you can teach this to other people, then cool. You know, if you want to have a conversation with your friends or your family about this, cool. You know, that's great. You know, we spread the word and people understand things better. But but we have to take care of ourselves first. So we have to look in our lives to see where we can implement this, or see where we're using our intention to rationalize our behavior. We have to understand what being kind is. We have to understand what love is. You know, that's like, love is the biggest topic, and everything good comes off of that. So just try to understand love. I'm all about simplifying. Try to understand love, and then off of that, you'll have a better understanding of what kindness looks like. Okay? Love is not lying. Love is honesty. Love is not manipulation. And that's, quite frankly, what most people are doing with their intentions is, you know, in this scenario, not all intentions, but when people lie and intend it for good, it's an attempt at manipulation. Although they don't see it that way, they rationalize that away, but it is, because that's the energy of it. So to clarify, what somebody says when they rationalize lying for somebody else's benefit, they say, I wanted to be kind. So I lied so their feelings wouldn't get hurt. Okay. So now they are not in possession of the truth. So they are not in control of determining how they live their life. They don't have the right to determine what's right for them and what's wrong for them, because you just lied. So they don't, you just took control for their life away from them and said, no, I'm not going to give them the information necessary for them to choose how to handle this situation. Well, they might get upset. I don't want them to get upset. Okay. Well, maybe they need to learn how to not get upset at these things. Or maybe them getting upset is an appropriate response. Or maybe them getting upset is the straw that broke the camel's back. Maybe this type of thing has happened to them 350,000 times, and this last time was going to push them over the edge where they stop and they start turning within and they go, wait a minute, this type of thing keeps happening to me and I need to make an adjustment because I don't like the way my life is going. And you just took that ability away from them. You see, so it's not our place to control other people. That's why it's manipulation energy. Manipulation energy is controlling how somebody else responds to life. That's manipulation. That's what it is. And it doesn't matter what your intention is. It doesn't change it. It's just like lying. This is why rationalizing our behavior and basing things solely on intention doesn't work, because it doesn't change the energy of something. If you are withholding information from somebody, or you know, I mean, I shouldn't say withholding information, because I believe everybody has the right to withhold information as it concerns them. It's like, it's my life. So if I don't want to tell somebody something, I don't. Now with me, I'm very, very, very open. Like, I mean, I'm a complete open book, especially compared to most people, I would say. But every once in a while, there might be a situation where I choose not to share something with somebody. But it's my information. Like, I can do what I want with my information. You know, it's about other people. I don't lie to people. And I don't manipulate the situation to get them to feel or do something that I want them to feel or do. If I choose to withhold information, it's about me. It's not about them. It's not controlling them, right? That's why it's different. If you're lying for somebody else, that's controlling them, because it's about them, all right? This is why we have, love is not manipulation. So this is, to me, really, if you want to get down to the core of this, this is, you know, I talked about this on, I think it was the Freedom Choice podcast I just did recently. It's the foundation of our creation. Okay. So if there is an all-loving God or an impersonal universe that knows that if I did something over here, then it would benefit myself and humanity, then most people think that the loving thing would be for God or the universe to pick me up and put me over there and make me do that. Why? Because I would benefit from it and the humanity would benefit from it. But that's control. That's not love. So as soon as, if there's a loving God or an impersonal universe, whatever intelligence is based on love, it's based on free choice. It's based on us being able to do whatever we want, because that's the foundation of love. You can't control people and call it love. Like, that's, you see, this is exactly what we're talking about. It's the same energy. It's like, you know, this is what, I mean, you know, Hitler thought he had good intentions. He was trying to purify the bloodline. As ridiculous as it sounds, he was trying to purify the bloodline to help all these white people. Like, I don't understand that line of thinking. But if you look at what he believed, his intention was good. Everybody's intention is good. People do what they think they need to do for the betterment of themselves or others. And look at that. That's how basically everybody functions in this world. And look at how messed up the world is, right? This is why it doesn't work. It doesn't work. You know, this is what politicians do. They go, you know, I think, as much as I despise politicians and how they live their lives, I think that a lot of them probably get into public service because they want to better society. I really do. I think that that's probably why a lot. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm sure there's a fair amount that get in because there's money in it and power and control and all that stuff. But I honestly think that there's a lot of them that get into it. And then see what the game is the game, even if it doesn't matter what your intentions are, the game will get you if it's crooked, like in politics. So this is why I don't trust anybody over at all above the state level. I don't really trust politicians at all as a general rule, but the city and the state level is a little bit more reasonable just because they haven't played the game long enough. The stakes aren't as big. So what happens is, like, every once in a while, you'll get some pure person, this pure politician that wants to run and actually better society. And let's say they do it, right? Let's say they hang on to their integrity and their principles throughout their city career, and they do these wonderful things. By the time they start shooting for the state, they got to stop making promises. They got to stop playing ball with the other politicians around and the people who fund the politicians, the big businesses and stuff. So now all of a sudden they got to stop making promises. Now all of a sudden they got to stop making deals. Yeah, okay, I'll give you this contract if you sign off on this. Okay, I'll do this if you do that. And that's when it becomes this complicated game. By the time you get to the federal level, it's completely, it's just one giant game. Like, there isn't any truth to any of it, you know? So it's, but what happens is that as the politicians are going up, the pure-hearted ones, as they're going up, what happens to them is they go, well, if I give this person this, then I will be able to do what I want for other people. So it's worth it. Right? So they rationalize that. So they do something they don't want to do and help somebody that shouldn't be getting ahead get ahead. So they get this small little victory over here. And then all they do is they hyper-focus on the victory so they can sleep at night. Oh, I did something good for people. Yeah, but you just screwed over twice as many as you did good for. You just abandoned your principles. You just lost your integrity to accomplish this little goal, good. But they just hold up all their good. And like I said, this is how they sleep at night. And we all do that to some degree. It's not just politicians. You know, we all rationalize our behavior. But it doesn't change the energy of what we're doing. It has to be with integrity. It has to be with truth. It's just very basic. It's either manipulation, fear, that type of energy, some version of negative energy, or it's some version of love and truth. That's it. There is no middle ground. It's, you know, honestly, I've had, like, I've said this before, about a year into my sobriety, I think I was still in Florida, so it might have been in the first 8 months. I decided that when I was 18, I had decided to try to be totally honest. And I didn't know what I was doing. I just, when I was 18, 19, I was going through this identity crisis. And I was trying to be a good person. I started going to church. I tried not to lie. And I've never been a majorly dishonest person. I rationalized my behaviors, just like everybody else, big time. So in that way, I was dishonest with myself. But with other people, I was actually, I think, more honest than most, especially for an alcoholic. I didn't usually rationalize my drinking. It was like, this is who I am, man. You don't like it, there's the door. So I was pretty honest, but I had tried to be honest, completely honest, when I was 18, and all I knew was brutal honesty. So I tried that, and it didn't work well. Within a week or two, I realized that this was not the way to go. So I abandoned it. Now, you know, years later, I'm 35. I just got sober, and I blew open spiritually, and I'm just living in this peace and love. And I was like, oh, I want to try this again, but I want to do it differently. You know, I want to do it from a more educated perspective. So I did. And what I did was I monitored and listened and paid attention and spoke less and really learned how to phrase things differently. So I wasn't lying, even white lies, not even white lies, no lies. And, And it was wonderful. It was a wonderful experiment for me to do. And I've stuck with that for 20 years. And in the last 20 years, I want to say I've lied twice, but I can't think of the second one. So maybe it was only once. But I remembered I was in a situation like a year later or something, a year or two later, and everything was very volatile with custody. I'll be honest with exactly what happened. I wasn't able to see my son. This was in the beginning of when I moved up, and visitation was difficult. My ex-wife was making it very difficult. And they went away for a vacation. So I couldn't see my son for a week or 2 weeks or something during the normal visitation time. And I missed him. So I was supposed to see him like the day they got back or the day after or something. And I was about to get out of work and I was all excited that I was going to see my son who I hadn't seen in a week or two. And my ex called up and said, we're going to go for ice cream. You can't see him. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? And I got upset. And then her boyfriend got on the phone and said, and I still remember this, his mother has spoken. So I don't like people talking to me like that. And what about his father? And, you know, anyway, so it triggered me, man. I got pissed. And then I don't know if I said, I think I said something. And I don't know if the phone call got hung up on me. And I punched a wall. The anger came out and I punched a wall. I was at work and it was a cement wall. And I broke my hand. Boxer's fracture right here. So I ended up having to go and get a cast put on. And I talked with, oh my God, 5, 6, 7 people, I think, and said, next time I see my son, what do I do? I can't lie, but punching a wall is not something I want to teach him. I can't tell him to lie. So his mother's going to want to know how I broke my hand. Like, and she's probably going to ask him when she sees the cast. And I'm like, oh my God, all this. And I'm trying to go to court to try to get custody so I can actually see my son without all this stuff. And I didn't know what to do. So finally, after talking to like 7 people or something, I decided like, okay, I'm going to lie. I'm going to lie in this situation. And it was really hard. And I took it really seriously. And so I did. And then I don't know, when my son got a little bit older and he understood things better, because he was probably like 4 or 5 at this time. So once he started being able to think on his own and, you know, make decisions on his own and understand things more on an adult level, which was like around, I don't know, probably somewhere between 10 and 12, I would say. I sat him down. And he always knew that I never lied. And one day he said something, you know, about me not lying. And I was like, listen, I said, you know, there was one time that I lied and I have to come clean. So I sat him down. I explained the situation and I told him I lied and I told him why I lied. And I apologized to him. That was the lie that I told in 20 years. And that's why. Was it right? I don't know. Maybe I should have just told the truth and faced the consequences in hindsight, you know, but in 20 years, that's the only situation where I felt it necessary. And it was through deep, deep thought. And like I said, maybe I made the wrong choice. I don't know. You know, that was 18 years ago. Or something. I don't know. I'm not going to go back there and say I should have done this or I should have done that. I did the best I could in that situation at that time. So I'm not going to second guess it now. Now, would I do it now? I don't know. I'm not in that situation. I'm not 1.5 years sober. I don't have a 4-year-old son. I'm not going to court to try to get, because I don't know. Energetically, was it wrong? Yeah. Yeah, energetically, it was wrong. I lied. Nothing changes that. So from that perspective, maybe I shouldn't have done it. Maybe. I don't pretend to be perfect. you know. So I owned up to it. I did everything that I could to make amends for it. And it's water under the bridge now. So I'm not going back and second guessing it. You know, I did the best I could. But energetically, was it wrong? Yeah. Energetically, I told a lie. Period. So I did something wrong. Yeah. And I think if we're honest with ourselves enough, you know, this is why maybe I don't feel shame or guilt over it. It's I owned it. I'm human. I'm not perfect. I don't know everything. I know energy, and I know energetically that was a lie, and nothing changes that. So maybe I shouldn't have done it. Yeah. Well, I mean, technically, I shouldn't have done it, right? Because it just doesn't change the energy. Technically, I shouldn't have done it. But I chose to. Okay. We all have the right. You know, there's no judgment here. It's like when I'm talking about people lying and not people lying, it's like, you know, you can take what I did and blow it out of proportion, which is usually what the ego does. Like, so if somebody's looking for a reason to rationalize their lying, they will take the story that I just said and they will say, okay, well, Glenn lied. And just because the threshold for his uncomfortability was higher than my threshold from uncomfortability, it doesn't make him a better person. No, I'm not trying to be a better person. But, you know, but like the point, like for me, one of the reasons why I'm so okay with it is because it happened once in 20 years. That's why. Quite honestly, it's patterns that are a problem. If you're rationalizing, if you're lying on a regular basis and you're saying, oh, I'm the same as Glenn. No, you're not. You lie on a consistent basis and I don't. I lied once in 20 years and you lie once a week. That's two totally different people. I put out that energy once and you put it out on a regular basis. So it's not the same. So you can't generalize to rationalize. It's not, if it's okay to do once, I can do it forever for any little thing just because I'm different. Oh, well, yeah, you can, but you're a liar. I lied once. I don't consider myself a liar. And I'm very honest with what I lied about and why I lied about it. And I learned from it. And I'm not saying that it was right. You know, I think that that's the big part. I'm not saying that it was right. I'm not saying that I should have lied. I don't know, man. I did the best I could at the time. And I haven't done it since. Okay, that's all I can do. You know, that's all we can do as humans. It's not about judgment and labeling. It's just about doing the best you can do. But do it honestly. That's all. Just be honest with yourself. Don't use rationalizations to say that lying is okay. I'm not saying that that lie was okay. It probably wasn't. Technically, it definitely wasn't. It was a lie. Okay, I'm not perfect. But again, it's once in 20 years. It's not on a consistent basis. There's a gigantic difference between those two. It's the way you live. You know, we don't have to be perfect. Like, that's not the goal. Somebody stumbles once. Oh, they're a stumbler. Somebody falls once. Oh, they obviously can't walk. Look at them. They fell once. Yeah, but they walked perfectly 150 billion times. Yeah, but they stumbled once. That doesn't make any sense, right? We can't pick out one weak moment and judge people by it. And I guess that's what it was. Maybe I was weak at that moment. Maybe I wasn't strong enough at that point to be able to stand in my truth regardless of the situation. Okay. Hopefully I'm stronger now. I mean, I'm pretty sure I am. You know, years later, I went to court and I could have benefited tremendously by lying. Tremendously, I could have benefited. Well, that's what it looked like, right? Usually we don't benefit by lying. It looks like we'll benefit from lying. It looked like I would benefit tremendously and get custody of my son. There was no bigger struggle or battle or, oh, I hope it goes this way than that way. No bigger thing in my life than that. And I chose to stand in my truth. I did not lie once in court or leading up to that. I straight and narrow all the way through that, regardless of the fear. Excuse me. Regardless of the fear I was experiencing. So I guess I did learn off of that and didn't do it again. Okay. So, you know, I'm explaining this stuff. So we, you know, so you have real life examples of, you know, energetically how things work, how we stand in our truth, rationalizing our lying. It's, it doesn't benefit anybody. It's just negative energy. A lie is a lie. If you lie, you're a liar, you know, consistently. I mean, not once 20 years ago or once 5 years ago, or maybe even once a year in some extreme situation. I wouldn't necessarily. And if that person is honest with it and said, yes, I chose to lie in that situation, to me, that makes a big difference. If they're honest with themselves, like not if they're running around going, yes, I lie. It's okay. I believe lying is okay. No, that's not being honest. That's BSing and pretending. See, that's manipulation energy. See, this is what cracks me up about the ego. This is what kind of paints me into a corner trying to talk about this stuff, especially on a podcast, because like I know what the ego says. Why? Because my ego says it too. Like I lived that other way. I work with other people. I understand how the ego comes in. And I understand how it distorts the information. So I know what the objections are going to be or how people are going to take what I'm saying. I know how they're going to twist it before I finish saying it. I already can feel it. The information's coming in. I'm like, oh, somebody could do this to that. Yeah. So Glenn just said, you can lie if you own up to it and you're honest about it. So if somebody says, do you lie? You go, yes, I lie. I lie whenever I think it's necessary. So that means it's okay. That's what Glenn said. No, that's not what I said. That's taking a little thing that I said, manipulating it, expanding it, twisting it into fitting your agenda, which your agenda is, I want to lie. And now some spiritual teacher just showed me a loophole that I can squeeze through. And if I own it, when somebody catches me, then I'm fine. It's not bad energy. No, that's not how it works. You're still lying. What I'm saying is if there's an extreme, you know, I'll put it back. The only reason, just to be clear, the only reason I'm using my personal life as an example is to explain things to you, to give you a real life example, right? I know I just said this, but it's important. Not to say, oh, my behavior is okay and yours isn't because I'm Glenn. No, that's not what I'm doing. It's easy to go back on my own experiences because I experienced them and therefore they're in my memory bank. And I'm not going to talk about my clients' personal lives and use them as an example. So then I have to come up with some hypothetical, theoretical example. And half the time when I do that, it's so hypothetical and theoretical that it's not real enough. And then if it's not real enough, then all of a sudden more loopholes come in. And it makes it even more confusing. So if I can take a real life situation and use it as an example, then I can come at it clearer, you know, and it's real life. So the same loopholes that will come up in another real life situation will come up in this situation. Just because it's different, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that I'm explaining this scenario about punching a wall and lying to my four-year-old son, or if I was talking about, see something, now I have to come up with something hypothetical. Or if I was talking about, I don't even know. Getting into a fender bender and telling my wife that it wasn't me because we were in the middle of a fight and I thought the timing was bad and I didn't want to throw gas on the fire or something, you know? So it's like, it doesn't matter what I'm talking about. The point is that I looked at it and I came to that conclusion in that particular situation. I feel it wasn't a quick, wasn't this quick thing that I didn't think about. I talked it over with many people. Right. I discussed it with people. I really took it seriously before I went and lied. So, I mean, maybe somebody does that if they get in the fender bender with their car and everybody goes, oh, no, you know. And of course, a lot of times we're asking unconscious people. So a lot of times they're going to say like, yeah, go ahead, lie, you know, but whatever, you do the best you can with what you got. So it doesn't matter what the specifics of the situation is. It's just, I'm using my example to give you the real life example, you know, but so I think the last thing I kind of want to touch on was the propensity for rationalizing and lying that we have in society. So I can't count how many times the topic of lying and or honesty has come up in the last 20 years. It's come up a lot in conversation, right? And situational things and conversations. And it always amazes me how often that when I'm talking about this, just, you know, in a casual way, a lot of times it's not with my clients, just in conversation, just in society, just walking through life, that people will say that everybody lies. I say it all the time and it amazes me. And then when like, if I'll say that I don't lie and they'll be like, well, no, I'm talking about white lies, you know, just little white lies. Just, yeah, I'm including those. I don't tell white lies either. And they just stop and look at me and they look at me like I'm kidding. They seriously look at me and they're like, yeah. And then I just hold the energy and they keep looking at me and they start realizing I'm not kidding. And they're like, are you, right. You're saying that you don't even tell white lies. That's what you're telling me? Like they can't even fathom that there's a human being on the planet that doesn't tell lies. That amazes me. That, like, as amazed as they are that I don't tell white lies, that's as amazed as I am that they can't believe that I don't tell white lies, that they think everybody lies. That's how socially acceptable it is. And then we wonder why we have liars. Like, you know, one of the biggest things I think we saw with in the last 3 or 4 years with all the politics and the COVID and all this stuff is how much people in charge lie to us, right? And something I always say is I say that the politicians are a perfect representation of its people. And everybody's pointing fingers, including me a lot of times, up at the politicians and going, they are a problem. They're liars, they're cheaters, they're thieves, and they're the problem. But why is that acceptable? Why do you think that we as a society in the United States for a moment here, in specifically, why do you think that it's even acceptable for we as a people to sit there and go, either Biden or Trump should be our president? Why is that okay? To me, it's not okay. It's completely absurd that those two people are even... That we even allow them to be that high up in society, that they are obviously bad people and liars. Obviously. I mean, it's just countless how many times they've done it. And the idea of voting for one of those two people for the highest office in the country is absurd to me. It's absolutely absurd. If there was more people like me, that it wouldn't be happening. That's my point. So in society, most people think that it's acceptable to lie. And then you have liars as politicians leading your country. That's why. That's why. Be the change you wish to see in the world. Stop rationalizing your lying. Stop thinking that lying is okay. Stop rationalizing it and going, everybody, like, it's just bad. I mean, this is freaking human being 101. Does anybody as a parent allow their children to lie? As a general rule, I'm sure there are some, but as a general rule, I would probably say 90% of the parents out there are literally teaching their children not to lie. And then they think it's an acceptable part of being an adult. Why? What changed? Like lying is bad when you're a child, but when you turn 18, it's an acceptable part of society? Huh? Seriously? That's rationalization at its best, or at its worst, I should say. It's just wrong, man. It's just wrong. So if we as a society started going like, hey, if we just stopped lying, okay? Stop white lying, stop lying, and take a year or two to figure out how to do it. That's what I did. I sat back and I spoke so much less, you know, and I'm a talker. So that was, so you would think people would pick up on it. Most people didn't even pick up on it. At least 3/4 of the time, nobody even noticed that I wasn't speaking, which really was like, that actually helped me to stop lying. That was like one of the shifts, because I was like, you know what? If I don't have something to say that adds value, like, I can just keep my mouth shut. We like, a lot of times when there's multiple people in a conversation, we will say, like, we'll feel this unconscious urge to speak and we'll lie because we don't want to tell the truth. Just shut up. Just don't say anything. Don't say anything. I did that a bunch of times and I was like, wow. I thought, like, back in the day when I used to tell white lies, I would have told a white lie in that situation. All I did was just sit there and just didn't add my 2 cents, and nobody even noticed. So I didn't even have to lie. That was one way I stopped lying. You know, phrasing things in certain ways. Like I said, if it's information about me, then I don't owe it to you. But I'm not going to lie to you to hide information about me. I can just not share it. You know, and if somebody holds me down and asks follow-up questions, then that's telling me that they really want the truth. So I'll give it to them. And if I get a negative response from them, I'll, like, this has happened a few times, not many, not as much as you would think. Like, I'd be like, hey, wait a minute. Why are you giving me a negative response? And they're like, well, because you said this. And I'm like, wait, I tried not saying that. I tried not giving you the truth. I tried keeping the information to myself and keeping my mouth shut, but you kept pushing and asking follow-up questions and asking follow-up questions. If you don't want to hear the truth, then don't ask me. You know, all my friends know that. Like, all my friends socially, if they've been around me for any type of time, they learn real quick. If you don't want to hear the truth, do not ask Glenn. If you're caught, we know when we're BSing ourselves. And there's times when sometimes they're going, yeah, this is BS. And they're all caught up in their ego. And they'll be like, right. And somebody will be like, yeah, you're right. And then all of a sudden they'll look at me and they'll be like, I'm not going to ask you because you're going to tell me the truth. And I'm pissed off and I want to just be in it right now. And I'm like, okay, cool. Be in it. You know? So people learn to not push me if they don't want to hear the truth, because if they do, they're going to get it. You know, if I know it's going to upset them, I'll keep my mouth shut. Why piss them off for no apparent reason? But if you ask me, well, then you're going to get it. You know, you're going to get the truth. If you ask for it, I'm not going to lie to protect somebody else's feelings, because then I'm still a liar. And I didn't protect their feelings. All I did was manipulate how they interact with society. I manipulated and controlled them and said, no, I'm going to make them live in a fantasy world for at least the next half an hour until maybe they find out the truth later. And then they look at me like I'm a liar. I'm going to manipulate their reality so they think something that's true isn't, something that's a lie is true. I'm going to manipulate them. And I'm a good person because they won't be upset for the next half hour. So I'm a good person. Stop rationalizing why you're a good person. Lie. Doing bad things does not make you a good person. See, everything has a vibrational rate. So, okay, to get back to frequency and vibration, everything has a frequency. Everything has a vibrational rate. The way I'm using those terms, they're interchangeable. So we have an energy field. If we walk around lying, then a lie has a vibration. So we walk around vibrating at the rate of a liar. Now, people who can read energy can pick up on that. Most people can read energy. So like a lot of times, you know, to varying degrees. So like a lot of times people aren't going to trust you. Why? Because you vibrate as a liar. You're not going, and you can't trust yourself. Why? Because you vibrate as a liar. If you lie to other people, you know that you're lying. Even if you rationalize it, you know that you're lying. You can't lie to yourself about lying, right? You know that you're lying. So that's how you think of yourself. On an unconscious level, you think of yourself as one who lies. Why? Because you do. You can't escape that. You can't escape the vibrational rate of your actions. Okay? We can change our vibration. Like, I lied once. That doesn't mean I vibrate as a liar forever. If I vibrate as, if I tell the truth over and over and over and over and over again, then I'm vibrating at the truth. That's my vibrational frequency. Okay. So this is what happens. We can't hide from that. So like rationalization in our mind, making it okay, does not change the vibrational rate of your actual actions. This is why if you want to raise your vibrational rate, there's three things you need to do. And I did a podcast on this. You need to understand something intellectually. You need to understand it conceptually. And you need to take action and do something physically to stand in it. Then you change who you are as a person. Deeply. I mean, you can, like, I woke up conceptually, right? And I didn't understand everything intellectually, but I woke up conceptually. I just understood things spiritually. Now, I can ride that wave for a while until I learn to understand it intellectually, and I can learn to, and then I take physical action and behave a particular way in a physical circumstance and then have it become me. But it's not fully integrated in my energy system, in my energy field, until I have all three of those pieces. So this is why a lot of times people understand something. I explain something. They go, oh my God, I really get that in my head. I really understand it. And then 3 months later, they're doing the same thing. And they're like, why? It's because you didn't get it conceptually in your body and you didn't take action and stand in it physically. So the metamorphosis never actually happened. You never actually changed into the other type of person. You never actually changed your vibrational rate. So we have to, this is why our behavior, the way we act, the choices we make, if we choose to tell a lie or if we choose to stand in the truth, that determines our vibrational rate. It determines who we are. We cannot rationalize that away. We can't sit there and say, yeah, but it was difficult. Oh, well, then, you know, you lie and then your energy field is vibrating as a liar, right? And then you tell your energy field, you go, hey, energy field, I had a good reason to lie. Your energy field isn't going to go, oh, okay, I didn't realize you had a good reason to lie. Okay, we'll change that vibration into a vibration of honesty. Oh, yeah, that's much better. Thank you for explaining that. Now we're an honest person because you explained your rationale. No, that's not how it works. That's why energy is so important. It's either truth or lie. That's it. It's either positive vibration or negative vibration. That's it. What you tell yourself in your brain and how you rationalize stuff doesn't affect that. This is why, you know, it always comes back to this famous saying that I heard growing up, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, right? Why is that a saying? Why was that said? Why is that important? It's because it's exactly what this is talking about. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. It doesn't matter what your intentions are. Not in the way that we're talking about it now. You can set intentions to live as a good person and walk in that direction. That's a use of intention in a good way. What we're talking about here is rationalizing your behavior based on your intentions, saying, I am allowed to partake in negative behavior because my intention is good. No, you're not. You are a sum of your actions. If you walk around lying, you're a liar. If you walk around cheating or stealing, you are a thief or a cheater. If you walk around honestly, then you are an honest person. It's just that simple. We bring our mind in and rationalize and twist all these things and go, yeah, but if you look at it this way, perhaps, maybe not. And you didn't take this into consideration. And my intention was good, even though what I did was bad and all this stuff. And we complicate it. And it's just, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous how much, and everybody walks around and go, life is complicated. No, it's really not. It's not complicated. It's very, very simple. If you lie, you're a liar. If you tell the truth, you're honest. That's it. That's it. And you got to do it to the best of your ability. If you lie every once in a while, you know, I told you how I live my life. I don't. But if you do every once in a while and you tell the truth 99% of the time and a lie comes out every once in a while, yeah, whatever, you know? I mean, I don't recommend it because I think if you say, you know, a lie every once in a while is good, then you're caught up in rationalization and you're not really being honest with yourself. But that's just my perspective. It doesn't have to be yours. All I'm saying is what you do is who you are. You know, it's not what we eat. It's what we do, the way we behave, the integrity in which we behave energetically. If we stand in our truth, truth and love are the foundational principles. They're two different ways of saying the same thing. There is no lying in love. So truth and love, if we stand in truth and love to the best of our ability, to the best of our ability, that's it. So one person might lie once a year. One person might lie twice a year. And they might both be just as good a people. And just as good people as me who lied once in 20 years. It's not about judging if they're a good person or if they're a bad person. It's just what is your vibrational rate and are you being honest with yourself? The person that lies once a year might be actually more off the track than the person who lies twice a year. Why? Because if they're consciously rationalizing things and they go, I just don't feel like standing in my truth. And I think it's okay to lie as long as you don't lie very often. If that's the person who lies once a year, they could be further off than the person who lies twice or three times or four times a year that doesn't rationalize their behavior and goes, no, lying is really bad. And they don't catch themselves. Let's say there's this situation at work. Okay, we'll just make up some hypothetical situation. There's a situation at work where like they get asked to a party four times a year, and four times a year, they make up an excuse and they've been doing it for years. And it's such a habitual thing that they do it and they're not even aware that they're doing it. Okay. But in every area of life, every other area of life, excuse me, they are really consciously trying not to lie. Well, if they're unaware of it, I'm not saying that it doesn't affect their vibrational rate because they're lying. It still can affect their vibrational rate. But if they're not aware of it, they can be heading in a more pure direction. They can be on a more pure spiritual loving path than the one who rationalized their behavior and only lies once a year instead of four times a year. Do you see? It's about being honest with yourself. If this is a rule that I made. I'm going to wrap up with this. I realized many years ago that I cannot be aware of everything on my unconscious level. So I made up this rule that said, if I am aware that I am doing something negative, I have to stop immediately right then. No excuses, no rationalizing. I have to stop. But if I notice myself doing something negative and I was unaware of it, I am not allowed to judge myself for that. I'm not allowed to judge myself on things that I was unaware I was doing. Why? Because I was unaware of it. So I can't, how can I fix something that I'm not even aware that I'm doing? You can't. So there's no sense in judging that. You can't judge it. I'm not saying that it doesn't affect your energy field. I'm saying that you just draw a line in the sand once your awareness comes up and you say, okay, wow, oh my God, I can't believe I lied 4 times a year for the last 4 years. I was completely unaware that I was doing it. Oh my God, that's horrible. No, it's not horrible. It just is. No sense in judging yourself. No sense in beating yourself up. No sense in worrying about what your vibrational rate is. You're going to be fine. You just draw a line in the sand and you say, okay, from this day forward, I'm not doing that. If you lie after that, that's a problem. Now you're just not being honest with yourself. You're rationalizing your behavior. And that's where you veer off your spiritual path. The spiritual path, when we walk it, is very, it's just straight. I'm not saying we stay straight. It's very simple. You're just either walking in truth or you're not. Rationalization doesn't come into it. This is what I was talking about with that, with the basically the whole podcast, really. When you can't behave negatively and then make an excuse for behaving negatively, and then expect it to not affect your spiritual path. You're going to have difficulty on your spiritual path. You're going to have internal struggle because you're going to be telling yourself, I want to live spiritually. I want to live in truth, but your behavior doesn't match that. So it's incongruent energies and you're going to stumble and have difficulty and you're going to have problems and you're going to struggle. The more you can just clear cut and not make excuses and live just in simple truth and love, the better off you're going to be on your spiritual path. There's no shortcuts. You can't rationalize behavior, negative behavior away. The universe doesn't play that. Homie, don't play that. Doesn't go like, yeah, you lied, but you said you had a good reason, so now it's not a lie. come on. Who are you kidding? It doesn't change the energy of what you did. So that's going to do it. All right. Hope you guys enjoyed that. I know I did. Let's see. All right. I'm out. Peace, everybody. Be true to yourself. Be true to one another. And watch how society changes one person at a time. That's what's going to do it. It's going to be unacceptable for people to be leaders of you. And you think, oh, it's unacceptable now. No, it's not. It's the majority of people. If you said, is it okay that your leaders lie? The majority of people will say, no, it's not okay. And yet the majority of people are going to go vote for two liars, one of the two liars. They're going to go do it. So they're going through their behavior. They're going to be in acceptance of their lying. If we as a society really didn't think that this was acceptable, we would be like, no, we're not picking between those two idiots. We're not doing it. That's what society would stand up and we would demand. We have the power. They don't have the power. We do. We would demand a change if it wasn't acceptable to us. So let's start changing one person at a time. Just yourself. Just make it unacceptable to be a liar. That's it. Stand in your truth. It feels great. All right. Peace.
Looking for more? Check out over 200 episodes of Life Lessons and Laughter, or click the link in the description of this episode to connect with Glenn directly.